Welcome back to everyone. I'm your host, Ryan. Today we're tackling an essential topic, avoiding injuries in pickleball. With me is Mike, a skilled player with over 10 years on the court. Mike, it's great to have you here.
Thanks, Ryan. I'm thrilled to share some tips with fellow pickleball enthusiasts.
Mike, many of our listeners are beginners. Could you highlight the most common mistakes new players make that could lead to injuries?
Of course. The first mistake is not warming up correctly. It's tempting to jump straight into a game, but a good warm-up is crucial. Secondly, beginners often underestimate the importance of proper footwear. Pickleball requires a lot of lateral movement, and the right shoes can prevent many ankle and knee injuries.
That makes sense. Let's talk warm-ups. What specific exercises would you recommend?
I'd start with a few minutes of light cardio, like jogging or jumping jacks, to get the heart rate up. Then, dynamic stretching is key. Leg swings, arm circles, and gentle twists help loosen up the muscles. I also like doing some specific drills with the pickleball paddle, like shadow swings, to get the feel of the game. Now, during a game, how should players position themselves to minimize injury risks? Good positioning is crucial. Keep your knees slightly bent and your body relaxed. This stance allows quick movements and reduces stress on the knees and ankles. Also, avoid overreaching for shots. That's a common way to pull a muscle. Instead, move your feet to get in the right position.
Let's shift gears a bit and talk about equipment. What should our listeners look for?
First, invest in a quality pair of shoes designed for court sports. They should provide good support and allow for agile movements. As for the paddle, find one that feels comfortable in your hand and isn't too heavy. Overly heavy paddles can strain your arm and shoulder.
And after the game, any post-game routines to recommend?
Yes, a cool down is as important as the warm-up. Do some light stretching to ease your muscles. And I can't stress this enough, stay hydrated and replenish your energy with a balanced meal or snack.
What about off-court habits that can help with injury prevention?
Off-court, focus on overall physical conditioning. Core strengthening exercises are vital for stability and balance. Incorporate some resistance training to strengthen muscles around key joints like knees and ankles. And don't forget about flexibility. Regular stretching or yoga can work wonders.
Before we wrap up, any final advice for our listeners to stay injury-free?
Pay attention to your body's signals. If you feel pain or excessive fatigue, take a break. It's better to rest and recover than to push through and risk a more serious injury.
Mike, your insights have been incredibly helpful. Thanks for sharing your wisdom with us today.
It was my pleasure, Ryan. Stay safe and enjoy the game, everyone.
And that's it for today's episode. Join us next time for more tips and insights into the exciting world of pickleball. Play safe and have fun out there.